Hello there. Welcome to today's podcast with Pastor Bless Donkor. I hope you'll be blessed. Stay tuned.
Tell the Lord that you will open up yourself, you avail yourself to the transformative power in the word of the Lord, that the word of God will do a great and mighty work in your life. Bible says that those who heard the word and did not understand, the enemy came to steal the word from their hearts. I want to pray that the Lord will grant understanding, illumination in the name of Jesus. Just as David prayed that, open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I want to make that your prayer this morning, this moment, in the name of Jesus. Open us up, O God, to receive this light that cometh forth, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Can we take our seat in the heavenly places? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of us are happy to be here? We are very grateful to God for all the testimonies. And we thank God for the little things he's doing in this church and the big things he's doing in here. If you look at this very small place we are in, God is still doing mighty things among us. It's mind-blowing. Hallelujah. I pray that you also come and share your testimony next week. Yes. You will come and share your testimony next week. Hallelujah. Yes, God is, I told you that we are ending the year in a very big style. It has started. And we are taking off with some kind of unprecedented spiritual visitations. And I know that next year, as we zoom into the spirit of revival, oh goodness God, you will know indeed that the Lord is in our midst. Just as Moses told the people of Israel, hold your peace. And God will prove that is in your midst. It's going to be testimonies upon testimonies, visitations upon visitations. And these should not be things that we should be surprised, because as a church, we have decided to focus on nothing but the kingdom. So as long as we find ourselves within that enclave of divine project, divine focus, we are rightly at the place where provision is always available. Amen. Just as our customers, we want to look at our anchor scriptures for today. And today's topic, we'll be looking at diversities of gifts, same spirit. Hallelujah. And this is a continuation of what we've already started as part of the manifestations of the spirit. I hope you can hear me. Let's read. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 7 to 10. Okay. I thought I needed to. But can we? Okay. But the manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Gifts of healing. Can we continue? To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another descending of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all this worketh that one and the same self same spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 14. No, wait. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 3 first. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 4 to 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 4 to 9. For while one saith, I am of Paul, another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Verse 7. So then, neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God that giveth the increase. Verse 8. Now he that planted and he that watered are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. The last verse. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Last reading, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. Neglect not the gift that is in thee. I want us to read together. Let's go. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Hallelujah. Today we want to look at the diversity of gifts, same spirit, as a second episode of the manifestations of the spirit. Can we take a word of prayer? Father, we thank you. As your word cometh, we pray that it will come with power and might and establish in our heart in Jesus' name. Amen. For those of you who have been quite absent, we have been cruising on certain divine engagements. And we are wrapping up with our whole series for the year, which is the communion of the Holy Spirit. By the grace of God, we've been able to look at the nature of the Holy Spirit, the expressions of the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We are now at the manifestations of the Spirit. Last week, we saw that the manifestations of the Spirit is a very important thing. And actually, what we did last week was to look at the rules governing the manifestations of the Spirit, or the principles by which the manifestations of the Spirit is built upon. We looked at, I think, six rules, right? We looked at six rules. We said that number one, the giftings of God are not toys, they are tools. We also find out that the giftings of God can be misused, abused, or underused. Another thing that was very crucial also was that when we receive the gift, we decide how it goes about. So we found out that the Holy Spirit always desire, we establish a principle that spirits always look for human body upon which they can have full expressions of themselves in this time of manifestation. There's a feedback. So what happens is that if you read the story that Jesus spoke about a man who was delivered from a demonic manipulations, and later on, the demon came back. The demon went about and found no place as suitable as that man, because that demon can never have expressions. So the demon went and brought another seven stronger spirits so that they can possess that body, so that he can have that comfort. So the Bible said, for we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in us. Our body is the temple, because spirit will always need temple, stands for a system by which spirits can have expression. So spirits can never ever manifest or show what they are capable of until they find a human body. If you want to know how powerful a demon is, give it a human body. Hallelujah. You remember the man at the tomb where Jesus, the city of God, right? The God act. He said, we are legions. The Bible said that one man, the entire city men could not hold him. That is the strength by which demons, when they find a temple, spirits, when they find the right mechanism, which is a temple, human body, they are able to go. Because the human body is designed to give that kind of full manifestations of what. And I told you that the Holy Spirit is a showman. He wants to know, he wants to always make sure that his presence is felt. Wherever he aches, he wants to prove that he's there. And he always need a system and model by which he can do that.
So in our pursuit of our relationship with the Holy Spirit, you know that one of the things that the Holy Spirit desires is that you manifest himself. And the way of his manifestation is through his gifts. So Paul said, for the manifestations of the Spirit is this. The giftings of the Holy Spirit are meant that he will be able to manifest. And I define, you look at the definition of manifestation, so it's public display or things that are done in light for all to see. So there are things that the Holy Spirit wants to do that people will see. That is his manifestation. It is something that we have to be conscious of. And that is what the giftings of the Holy Spirit is about. So we looked at it that for the Holy Spirit to manifest himself in us, those giftings that are coming to us, we have to understand the rules governing them. That's what we did last week. Today, we want to start the journey of exploring these very dimensions of the Holy Spirit, which is called the diversities of what? Gifts, but the same Spirit. Now, one thing I want you to know is that gifts are one of the very important engagements Spirit always wants to have with human beings. Gifts are very important engagements Spirit will always want to have with humans. Before we dive into this explanation, I want us to look at some very clear things. Number one, in our time realm, by the natural man, our definition of gift is this. Gifts are things given to or something given to another voluntarily without charge, or a talent or a natural ability, or something gained incidentally without what? Effort. In time realm, in the layman's view, in the layman's understanding, when we say gift, we are talking about something that has come to you without effort. We are talking about something that is incidentally given without that require no effort of you. So anything that you have that had no contributing factor of you involved is called what, a gift, according to the layman's definition. By this definition, we can see that gifts, or let's say natural gifts or gift through nature, can be defined or concluded as things that humankind have always received from God without participating in the earth, in the production of what they have received. Are you with me? So both materially or immaterial things that we have that God has given us without us doing anything can be called gifts. We can talk about rainfall. Is that not it? Do you pay for rainfall? The air you are breathing, please, how much do you pay this week? So it's effortless. We receive them. Hallelujah. So that is gift. Other definition also said that talent and natural abilities are also called gifts. And they are into a class called grace. There is this talent, that according to the definition of gift, talent and natural capabilities are also gifts. It's what God has given us without effort. And with that, in regards of that, we can put them under what we call grace. Let me explain this. When we talk about grace, according to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, we know that grace comes from who? Jesus Christ. True of us? Grace. So grace is a broader definition. Now, when we say that natural talents and capabilities are also under the umbrella of grace, it's as a result of what the book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 16 said. Can we read Colossians chapter 1 verse 16? Colossians chapter 1 verse 16. We are still looking at the definition of natural gift. Okay. For by him were all things created. Were all things what? That are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and not invisible, whether they be by what, thrones or dominions or principality or powers. All things were created by him. This defines that you were created by God. And in God's, when Jesus was in his service of creating you, he decided what you can have as your capabilities. Jesus decided the kind of gift you have. So no man on this earth can say that he has not received something from God, or not received something from Jesus. That's why we call it gifts. Because you didn't decide the size of your head. Neither did you decide how talented you could be now. It is God who gave it to you. Are you with me? So it is anything that we have received from Jesus is called grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we found that he's the one who created us. So he decided the kind of capabilities you can have as far as your life is concerned. And therefore, natural talent, capabilities are embodiments of grace. One expressions of grace. And that is in the natural state that God has given us. Amen. But we are looking at what the Bible calls spiritual gifts. Now, when we talk about gifts, as I said, our spirits, they take the matters of gifts very serious. But we take it as something as I've defined. So let's look at how spirits looked at gifts. Then we come to the diversities of gifts. Amen. Spiritual gifts, or gifts that come from spirit, are spiritual endowments given to men to express spiritual realities in time realm. What I mean is that when spirits give gifts, or what we call spiritual gift to you, they are given for the spiritual realm to superimpose itself on the time realm. Follow me. Hallelujah. So anytime there is a gift from the spirit realm, or anything, and these giftings, they are different from the natural gift, because these giftings we are talking about are not part of our natural disposition in terms of our creation. These gifts we are talking about are things that are reserved for the spirits, what they are capable of doing. But because they want to have some form of expression in this time realm, they release a mechanism, an endowment into you to make those things that are realities in their realm to be reality in time. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Therefore, spiritual gifts defines the capabilities of what spirits can do and how they channel their capabilities in this time realm. Spiritual gifts. Let me explain this to you. But you know witches. Do you know witchcraft? Do you know witchcraft is a gift? Oh, they don't know. How do people get witchcraft? Yes. Family property. Now you see that naturally, a 5-year-old girl do not have that capacity to be able to mark an exam paper of a master student. True of us. It is never in the natural endowment that a 5-year child can even have that kind of comprehension. So for such a 5-year girl to be able to tell a 27-year-old man that your result, I marked it for you, and I have determined. Oh, hallelujah. Do you call this is a spiritual endowment? It shows the capabilities of what spirit can do. So when we talk about spiritual gift, this is a spiritual expression. The spirit want to tell you that in our realm of possibility, when we come down, this is what we can do in time realm. That time realm do not have that kind of what? Divine definitions. So spiritual gifts defines the capabilities of spirits. How people can fly on broom. Please, which kind of physics is that? They say we call them Volta Airport. Don't try them. You see, whilst you are somewhere there, people can be here and they can see everything that you are doing. Advanced technology. You know, Africa has been very advanced though. Just that we were not able to materialize that advancement. You said you have traveled, you didn't tell your grandmother. But she knows exactly where you are. And she can decide to retransport you back without any cost. Hallelujah. So spiritual gifts are the endowment that defines the capabilities that spirits have and what they can do in time realm. Hallelujah. Now, one thing we have to know, when we talk about spiritual gifts, we have been very oriented with what we know in the Bible. But another thing we have to understand is that spiritual gifts can come from the Holy Spirit and an unholy spirit. Now, gifts that come from an unholy spirit, we call them the counterfeit what? Gifts. Hallelujah. Amen. Sorcery is a counterfeit of what? Yes. Sorcery. It's a counterfeit of. Prophet of God. Is it? God. So, the Unholy spirits can, by the gift of sorcery, prophesy to you. Hallelujah. Amen. By divination, you can be healed. What kind of counterfeit gift is that? Gift of healing. Divination. They can do divination. They can help you out. Hallelujah. So, gifts, spiritual gifts, can come to you through the Holy Spirit or through an unholy what? Spirit. Are we there? We are still on the definition. So, it is very important that we understand the concept of spiritual gift. The church is taking the spiritual gifts lightly because we think that spiritual gifts are just something that, like, somebody has bought a phone for you or anything. When we talk about spiritual gift in general definition, from spirit point of view, these are endowments that they give to you or give to men to define what they are capable of doing in time realm, which is not possible in the not time realm. It's all in them. It's all in them. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, one thing we have to understand is that spiritual gifts, they come with reasons and with purpose. Reasons and purpose. For somebody to give you some spiritual gift, for a spiritual, you see, that is why they don't take it lightly. Such as the unholy spirit, where they give you, there's a reason. So if there's a witch who transfers witchcraft, there is a purpose for which that, a reason for that witchcraft being transferred, and the purpose it has to fulfill. Hallelujah. So we are going to look at this. Now, we are going to now look into the things of God, because that is what we are focusing on. Gifts from the Godhead do not come without a reason and also without a purpose. The reason is the need for the gift, and the purpose is what it has to accomplish. So number one, the Godhead, but you know the Godhead, the Father gave us a gift. Romans chapter 6 verse 23, let's go ahead. Don't project it. Romans chapter 6 verse 23, let's go ahead. Church, together, Romans 6:23. Let's recite it together. Hey, for the wages of sin is what? Jesus is Lord. But the gift of God is what? Eternal life. In what? Christ Jesus. So we know that the Father gives gifts, and that gift is what? Eternal life. Number two, Jesus gave gifts. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, let's look at it. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And he gave some apostles. Go to verse 10. He that descended in this is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Now verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some what? Evangelists and some pastors and what? Teachers. Verse 12. Let's look at the reason. For the perfecting of what? The saints. For the work of what? The ministry. For the edification of what? The body of Christ. Now let's look at the purpose. Till we all come in what? The unity of what? The faith. And of the knowledge of the Son of what? God. Unto a perfect what? Man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So the fivefold ministry, that gift, and they are men. These are human beings God has given to us. These are not spiritual. These are human beings who God has given to us. The Bible said that the reason is what? For the perfection of the saint, for what? Equipping of what? The body. And then the purpose is that we will all come into the same measure of what? Faith. Into the same stature of what? Christ. So what about the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is given so we can help each other. Elder Prince, read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 17 in the NLT for me. Diversities of gifts. First thing we have to see is that the gift of the Spirit, why is it given? What is the reason? What is the purpose? Let's read. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, the New Living Translation.
1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7. Mm-hmm. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other.
Did you hear that? Church, did you hear that? Did you hear that? No, maybe repeat it so that I don't know.
A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other.
Today, we want to understand why. I told you that spiritual gifts are given for reasons and for purposes. Now, we need help as individuals. Are you with me? The other version said that to profit without. If the orientation of spiritual gifts is not to give help, then we are in trouble. And today we are going to see the concept of this help. When spiritual gifts are given, we must understand that its sole purpose is to be profitable to each other. One of the greatest reasons for corporate gatherings is because we have need of one another, especially with regards to the endowment of spiritual gifts. Now, today I'm going to help you to understand why when you don't come to church, number one, the harm you cause, number two, what you lose. The Bible said that spiritual giftings, the manifestations of the Spirit, we are talking about the manifestations of the Spirit, they happen because it is to that we will be profitable to each other. So as you sit here, your profit to man life is the manifestations of the Spirit. So if you are being given a gift from the Holy Spirit and you do not come, what it means is that all of us who are supposed to be blessed by that gift, so one of the reasons why corporate gathering is a necessity is because when you don't come, you see, there is a theory that is going on. People are saying that, oh, you don't need a church. I tell you, it's a big lie. You need a spiritual church. Let me use that. You need a spiritually a kingdom-oriented church. Because the Bible said that the spiritual gifts are given so that we can be of help to each other. As it stands here, it means that if Elder Prince is not in church, there is something that even just his presence here could release unto us. And if he doesn't come, we will all be at what? Loss. And he will also lose because there are things that we're supposed to what? Give him. Reason for spiritual gifts. Can we read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 17, verse 11, verse 17 to 18? Paul wanted to commend the church of Corinth. 11 verse 17. Let's read. Now, in this that I declared unto you, I praise you not that ye come together, not for the better, but for what? The worse. Verse 18. Let's read. For first of all, when ye come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and partly believe it. Why was Paul saying? Paul said, I wanted to praise you. Are you listening to me? I wanted to praise you, Church of Corinth, that you are always promoting coming together, togetherness, being together at church. But there is something that you are doing that when you come together is not profiting you. That is what? Division. And remember that it was after this chapter I started talking about the gifts of the Spirit. The division came as a result of each of them thought that they are better. I've already spoken about this last week. This person thought that he was better than this person as a result of the gift. Paul said that actually the gift is the reason why you people were coming together. So that you can benefit from this person. This person can also benefit from you. So if you read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 26. Let's read that one. If you belong to a local church, we are talking about the gift of the Holy Spirit, and you do not manifest any of the spiritual gifts, what you are trying to tell us is that you are a malfunctioning unit in the body. We'll talk about the gifts. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26. How is it then, brethren, when ye come together? Is that 1 Corinthians chapter 14? Yes. Every one of you had what? A psalm. Had a what? Doctrine. Had a what? Tongue. Had a what? revelation, had an what? Interpretation. Let all things be done unto what? Edifying. Did you see it? They didn't say one person had all. So when you are in the church and there are no manifestations of the Spirit in your life, what you are telling us that in that local church, you are a malfunctioning unit over there. In fact, you are a liability to us. This was why Paul was saying we should covet after spiritual gift. Because you are part of a body, you are part of a system. We work together as a unit. So there is a part you must give. There is a part I have also to give to you. So if all you have in mind that you are here as a spectator to watch and just be a sole benefactor, what you are doing is that you are weakening the body. And that is why the church is now weak. Because we have only few people who are manifesting the Spirit, but majority are in the church and they don't even care that they will covet, pray, and seek that God will use them and manifest the Spirit. So you see that the body is either bloated or is skinny. I pray for you. You will not be a malfunctioning unit in this church. If it be psalms, you will have psalms. If it be interpretation of tongues, you will have it. If it be by prophecy, you will have it. Because we are one body. And the gift is given that will be a blessing to each other. Hallelujah. See, the reasons why we speak less about spiritual gifts and the Holy Spirit now in the church is because there's so much individualism in the church and selfishness. You see, sometimes your desire to see a brother heal can provoke the gift of healings. Do you know that because of your concern about a brother and you pray for the person, God can give you a word of wisdom? See, that is it. Because it is to help each other. It is not for you. It is to help each other. So whilst you are praying for me and you go before God to intercede, God will see that you have a great desire. So you need something to do it right. He will give you the gift of wisdom so that you can see ahead and then you can be able to intercept things. Because you are so concerned about the church and that you want the church to grow in a certain dimension, you start praying for the church and God will give you descending of spirit so that when you come, you can be able to be a policeman of the church. So when you can tell pastor, yes, no. I just sense that something is wrong somewhere. Let's pray. But because of individualism and selfishness, when you are coming to church, your prayer topic has been you, and nobody. Because the gift is not for you. So you see, the church talk less about the gifts of the Spirit now. Now you check those days when the church was on fire, the early 70s, 80s, and 90s. Spiritual gifts were common. You don't need a pastor to come and pray for you when you're sick. Because a church member can walk to you and deal with that matter. Ananias was just a member. But he was able to pray for Paul for the skills to fall from his hand. I pray that we as collective church will begin to think beyond that we need to be helped to each other. I said that you are only useful to me when you are able to help me. And the only way you can help me is the manifestations of the Spirit. That is why when we need certain things are happening in your life, and you don't know what is the source, and you have been praying to discover the source, and you don't know, God will just lay it on the heart of the pastor to organize a prophetic service. Then the prophet of God will come. Then out of that, he'll just give you the key. And you see that from that day, your life. I pray for you. You see, we need to shape the mentality of the church. So the purpose for the spiritual gifts, the manifestations of the Spirit, is that you will be profitable to each other. I pray that this church, TMI Accra, TMI International, we will be profitable to each other. And even beyond our borders, we will be profitable to the body of Christ. I pray in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, whilst Paul was on the ship and they were all scared because of the wind and the storm that was blowing, Paul stood up and told them that, oh man, I had a vision. Tonight, an angel of the Lord appeared to me and told me that none of us will perish. Do you know how many people's faith was lifted in that statement? Because somebody had a vision. And the Bible said, by that, nobody perished. I pray that although you be in a ship that is meant to be shipwrecked, because of you, a word coming out of your mouth, somebody will have faith to live. I tell you, people are really giving up in life. But the word of prophecy from your mouth will keep somebody moving. Paul said, an angel appeared to me in a vision, said, your body will die. Even unbelievers were benefiting from that. I pray. Oh, Jesus, I pray for you. That you'll be profitable to humanity. You'll be profitable. Do you know, when I had this issue of dialysis and everything, I said, oh God, we must be profitable to this world. Where we can lay hands on people with this kind of crisis, because people don't have money to pay. I tell you, we must be very hungry for certain gifts of healing. Else we will see our loved ones dying and we can't do anything about it. What is your use? When somebody is really sick and you don't have money, what is your use? But I remember one day a man called Peter. Whilst people were giving money to this leper, for many years he has been receiving from people. Peter said that, I don't have that money for you, but I have something. He was not a loss to that man. That day, that man found use of Peter. Peter walked to that beautiful gate and said to him, silver and gold have I none, but what I have, I give unto you. If we don't start thinking that we need to be profitable to people, we will keep passing by people that need help. The Bible said, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for you. You may not have gold and silver for your family, but you have something in you called the manifestations of the Spirit. And by you, by your faith, mountains that have been there for years, who move in the name of Jesus, by your faith, there'll be working of miracles. While they are praying, believing God, that somebody will give them money for healing. You walk into the house and say, give me water. You pray over that water and say, by the manifestation of the Spirit, I command your healing. And they'll get up and walk in the name of Jesus. I pray that we will become like Peter. And we say, oh God, and silver we don't have, but there is something at work. There is something at work. We need to be hungry. The church is not respected. Daddy said, because the church is of no use to the world, when COVID came, we were even told not to meet. We are not profitable to them. The Bible said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to profitable each other. We are not profitable to them. Imagine people walk to church and COVID disappear. We are not seen as essential gifts. Essential need, rather. Yes. We are not seen as an essential need. So they close us down. I pray. The mighty Satan, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for you that you will be found useful. You will be found useful. You will be found useful in the mighty name of Jesus. So that is why the spiritual gift is given. Now let's look at the diversities of the gift. The diversities of the gift represent three modes or models by which the Holy Spirit wants to express himself or manifest himself to us. Number one, the Holy Spirit is a revelator and he always wants to reveal things to us. So his first model, or one of the models of his gifts, is the gifts that are into revelation, the revelatory gifts. These revelatory gifts, we have what I call them the spiritual intel or spiritual intelligence. Do you know the most expensive, or one of the things that cost many nations now? How to get an intel. Intel, information. You can ask Edda Prince, he studied information management, or I think information studies. The most expensive commodity in the world now is information. If you really know what Jeff Bezos know, today you'll be like him. You don't know. If you have even just 10% of what Elon Musk knows, your life will change. There are certain manifestations of the Spirit you are going to see. It will come as a result of certain spiritual intelligence that we have, that nobody has. Imagine people who were together with Isaac in the city of Gerar, whilst it was drought, and people were looking for greener pastures. This idiot called Isaac decided to go and sow in this drought. They look at, This guy is so stupid. But they didn't know he had a spiritual intelligence. They didn't know. The man had a spiritual intelligence. Now, they were waiting to see how he working against the odd work for him. The Bible said that it came to them and said, you, leave us. You have been too blessed. I pray for you. He said, you're not hungry enough. See how people are running away from Ghana. God will give you one engagement through the revelatory gifts. And by that engagement, no prosperity, generational prosperity, no generational prosperity is without spiritual intelligence. So one of the ways the Spirit of God wants to prove that he's in our midst and manifest to light is that he has a mechanism called what? Spiritual intelligence, what? Engagement, revelatory gifts, that he engages. When he gives that to you, there are informations that you have hold of. It will take people years. Years. And there is a man in the Bible, if he operated by that spiritual intelligence, his name is Joseph. We will get there. We will talk about them. We will talk about them. The next one. So let me say something small about this. So concerning the revelatory gift, we have what? Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, descending of spirit. These are spiritual intelligence and spiritual intel systems. When they are at work in you, the informations you have. Oh. Do you know that this time realm is just acting on what has already happened in the spirit realm? Yes. We are just acting what has already happened in the spirit realm. We are just living by it. So imagine you get those information. Just imagine those who knew that after 2021 or 2020, the dollar will rise 4 times. And people had that information. Imagine you had that information. You are not into forex trading, so you don't understand information. Imagine those who are dealing in crypto in 2020 knew that crypto will go half of its price. They would have sold it for fortune. Now imagine you had $20,000 in 2020. Do you know how much you worth now? You are worth almost $70,000 in series. So spiritual intelligence is what gives you the super advantage that you don't stress yourself. I pray word of knowledge, word of wisdom, descending of spirit will give you a competitive advantage. Number two, we have what we call the model of God that has to do with the things he wants to say. There are things he wants to say. There are things he wants to talk to you about. Yes, there are things he wants to say. He speaks. There are things he wants to say. He has a model he goes with him. I call it the spiritual communication model or communication tools. Spiritual communication tools, we have what we call prophecy. It's a communication tool. Varieties of tongues. This one. Hey. Variety of tongues. You know, by this kind of model, people can go to countries that they don't know their language and minister to them as if they live there with them. You go and research on church history and find out how God sent people to countries that they can't speak their language. Let me ask you, when Makion came to Ghana, can he speak away? Did he have to speak? How did he work? Have you ever thought about that? Those who came here, the early evangelists. You know that Christianity came to Africa before slave trade. Do you know that? Christianity was in Africa before slave trade. So when they came, what language were they speaking to the people? How did the people understood the gospel? Another one, interpretation of tongues. This is a spiritual communication model. Very important. Now the third one, things he wants to do. This place is sweet. I call it the spiritual operational system. When God wants to execute an operation. Ah, Jesus. Number one, we have what we call the gift of faith. Number two, we have what? Gifts of healing. And the number three, we have working of miracles. Now, if you take a look at this, you see that these three things, they work interchangeably. When he reveals, he speaks, and when he speaks, he operationalizes them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So concerning things that he wants to do, he does them through the gift of faith. He does them through what? Gifts of what? Healing and the working of what? Miracles. So when you talk about the diversities of the gift of the Holy Spirit, they're actually divided into threefold: things he wants to reveal, things he wants to speak about, and things he wants to do. And these three things defines our life. We are always looking for something. We are always looking for a discovery. Life is full of discoveries. Is that not it? We are always looking for models and systems by which we will do things. Is that not it? And we always want to communicate things. Now, one of the most flourishing business in the world now is businesses that has to do with communication, media. Now, when we established TikTok, I think TikTok came less than, how many years now? TikTok, will TikTok be up to 7 years? But I can bet you it's part of the billionaires of the world. I'm giving you some business ideas, so where you should go and plow. If you want to make quick money, ask God to give you understanding on how to build some communication models of sending information. Because communication now is a tool that people are making money of. And if you are able to use your spiritual intelligence, last time, do you remember I said that one of the dangerous things to do is to have a lawyer who is a prophet? Because some of the cross examinations can be. You see, there's no evidence you can hide from the spirit. Do you know how many cases you win because of the gift at work in him? Because some of the things that you are feeding, he can just go into a place of prayer. And by the time he comes out, you explain tire. Evidence is there. Whilst others are trying to cut corners and everything, he will be like Daniel. Give me 24 hours. When I come back, we will deal with this matter. It doesn't matter where you hide the information. That is why the believer must understand the advantages we have because of the things of God at our disposal. Now, let me quickly go to this. What was Paul's objective of teaching on the gifts? Paul's objectives. Diversities of the gifts. We will take them one by one and we'll look at them. But today I'm just looking at, because I've now spoke about the reason. Now let's look at objectives. Who was to stand for the purpose? Why Paul was talking about them? Number one, understanding a spiritual gift as a Christian can increase one's awareness of God's working in their life. As well as how the Holy Spirit desires to use you. One of the dangerous things is when you don't know what God has given you. The book, the second reading within the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 14. What did Paul said? Neglect not the giftings that were God imparted to you through what? Prophecy and what? Laying of. Neglect not. How can people neglect the giftings of God? It's because of lack of what? Understanding. You see, because you don't know that the gift of God at work in you is as a result of this and that and that, and this is how it can be. Do you know that you don't even pay attention to it? Do you know how many people's lives have been wasted because you didn't pay attention to what God has given you? An understanding about something is the paramount thing of what the thing can do. You see this one? If you give this one to two people, understanding will distill how this phone will be used. Sometimes we speak so badly about God and hold criticize, not criticize, hold God to account for me, and God sit in heaven and say, ah, the same thing I gave this brother that is doing this, is the same thing I've given you, so why am I responsible? Are you with me? One of you has understanding that there is a way I can engage God and I can receive information through the word of wisdom concerning what God wants to do tomorrow, concerning things about my life, and the person engage it and take advantage of it and his life is better. You are here complaining that already and you're here. So the purpose for which the gift of the Spirit, Paul was talking about it, is that God has desires to do in you. He wants to better your life. That's why he gave you gifts. Do you know that just being active in your spiritual gifts alone can take care of your life? That's why one of the caveats is not to merchandise the gifts. Prophet of God, we can buy an airplane in the next 3 years if we decide to. Let me share a testimony of Apostle Suleiman. One of his messages, he shared a testimony of you going to, I think, UK. He went to minister at UK and God blessed him. Whilst he was happy coming back to Nigeria, in his hotel, the money that God let people bless him with, God took all the money from him. God directed him to go and give to some people who were seriously in need. Whilst he had some serious project to take care of in Nigeria, in fact, he promised the wife that when he was coming, he would buy something for him. The wife said, when he got to the flight, he called the wife and said, I know that you, that money will not get home. That money will not get home. He said, he was so angry. But the thing is, the Holy Spirit, you can't say no. The thing, you are going to give it. So he got to Nigeria. When he got to the airport, then he saw his phone ringing. New number, he doesn't know the number. He picked the call. And this was an allergy, like, you know, the way they talk, those are the northern sector. This is Apostle Suleiman. He said, yes. Can you come to my house? Fought, then he hung up the call because he was angry. He's a number, he doesn't know, he's even angry, he doesn't want to hear. Then the Holy Spirit rebuked him and told him that, call the person and apologize. So he called and apologized, told the man that he's in one of his bad moods, so he should forgive him. And he said, I want you to come to my house. Well, he directed him so. The flight he wanted to take to the house, he canceled the flight and took a different flight to go to the man. He went to this man. This man is not a Christian, he's a Muslim. He had a dream. Muslim, and God told him that he should call him and come and pray for one of his children who has been bedridden. They've tried everything, didn't work. So out of that anger, he was already having. Are you following me? He was not willing to pray, but because he was already angry, he said, show me that. When he went to see the child, he lost hope, because if you see the state of that child, so you see that kind of prayer you pray because you know this one, it will not work. Have you prayed that prayer before? The prayer you pray, you know that this prayer will not work. So he just prays some 2-3 minutes and then he walk away, and then he wanted to just encourage them. Once they sat in the sitting room, he was trying to talk to them. 5 minutes, the child walked out of the room. Then the mother screamed, not knowing for 5 months he has never woken up from that bed. He woke up and came and said he's angry. Somebody who cannot even eat, they pass food through. They cooked, and he was specific. He ordered the food he wants. Because he himself was surprised, he couldn't leave. He wanted to see that if indeed this miracle has happened. He sat down, this child finished the book. He said he went, they bathed him, and then he went to sleep. He said the man was in tears. The tears the man was sharing was even annoying him, because he has remembered that the money, you don't know it. That's what happened to you. When you have you ever had that thing when you have plans for your money and something come and hits in? Whoever comes, especially when it's your kid brother or kid sister who comes to take that money, if they greet you again, cry, don't take care, you may. Long and short, they gave him a brown envelope. You look at the brown envelope, you know, naira. What? I have lost pounds. You are coming to talk about naira here. He hopped into the flight. He came back to where he's supposed to take his flight home. So when he sat in his flight, something said, open the envelope. He opened the envelope. Then he saw a $100 note. Dallas. The emblem is also the A2 size, the brown and big one. So he took one bundle, $100, took another, so all the $100. So at that instant, he folded the money. You remember that story? So anybody who greeted him is a suspect. When he alighted from his flight, even his protocol team welcome to me. No, but emblem won't take. Hey, the way he screamed at them. He entered the car, he protected it with his life. When we went to count that money. What happened? A gift worked. Do you know that? You don't really know. But the Bible says, for the gift of a man shall bring him before. I pray for you. See, Coveto, I've received things because of gifts. How was many men of God were lifted because of the work of the giftings of the Spirit in their life. So when you understand what actually is at stake, you covet it. When Paul said covet, because you know that when this gift of healing, you know how many rich people are looking for healing? There was a day that Daddy Joe said, we'll go for a contract. You calculate how much you pay for about 10 years. We'll pray for you. When you are healed, you give that money to us. Yes. So one of the reasons why Paul was teaching the gift was because when the people are understanding about it, they will know what God wants to do. See, that's why the Bible says he has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. Do you think it is a joke? The world is now looking for a solution. But I pray. But because of the spiritual gift that's working, you have a super advantage. You have a super advantage. You have a super advantage. If you want to talk about stories, you will share more and more. A guy who went to an office and in 3 months was promoted because he went to pray for the boss who was diagnosed of a sickness nobody knew. He just said, boss, can I pray with you? He held a hand, prayed. The following day, the boss went to the hospital to check and it was not there. And that was how the guy had his promotion. 3 months. He left. He jumped everybody who has worked. See, if you don't take care, somebody will use their gift to take your position. Hallelujah. Number two, God did not only call us as Christians to do His will, but also give us grace to carry out His will by His gifts. The will of God, one of the instruments that fuels it is the giftings of the Spirit. Imagine God asks you to go to a crusade ground, and at the crusade, there's no. Do you know why you can't preach? Do you know why you are so scared to preach? Do you know why you can't talk about Christ? Because when they ask you to prove it. But the Bible said they prove the gospel through signs and wonders. That is the act of gift of faith. Many places the devil was silenced and the will of God was established because people displayed the gift of God. When you watch videos of people like Archbishop Ajin Asare, you know that indeed there is something called the gift of healing. When you hear the stories of people like Archbishop Benson Idahosa, you know that there is something called gift of faith. When you hear people like Bishop Oyedepo, when they talk, you know that there is something called the gift of what? Faith. There are things that you can see. The gift of God is to be a tool or an instrument to help you access the keep God's will. When you know this, you walk in them. You walk in them. Number three. The gift of God, we Paul spoke about it because He wanted us to understand that there are things that exceed we Christians our hope to achieve them. The gifts of God. It helps us to appreciate that there are things that are beyond you, your hope, what you are thinking of. And these things are achievable because of the gifts of God at work in us. That is why anytime the gift of God is at a display, we give glory to God. Do you know why? Because the things that the gift will do, it exceeds our hope. It exceeds what we think of. So when it happens like that, you notice that not this is the work of the giver. So Paul needed to take the church through the gifts of the Spirit because they had no understanding. They don't know the purpose to which it is given. They don't know. They don't know. But today I've told you. I said, if you are here and don't convert the manifestations of the Spirit, it is to you your discredit. Because the things that you can achieve through the manifestations of the gift of the Spirit. Finally, why did Paul spoke about the diversity? Paul didn't just talk about the gifts of the Spirit. He said diverse kinds of what? Gift. Now let's look at the point of the diversity. Now first thing we have to understand that we cannot hold to one side of the gift of the Holy Spirit. We need to understand the diversity of the gift of the Spirit so that we can holistically manifest them. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, Paul said, covet all spiritual gifts. Do you know in the church of Corinth, people think that only what they have was the gift of the Holy Spirit. They didn't know. So those who were having the gift of prophecy, they didn't know that there is another aspect of the gift of the Holy Spirit called what? The gift of faith. So they want to exalt prophecy above what? Do you know what will happen? Imagine all of us become an eye. So you see why we need it? We need to understand the diversity so that we can be able to appreciate all. How can we all benefit if we all become an eye? So Paul taught them the diversities of the gift so that they will know that we need them all holistically. And you, when you are converted, you will know that having the gift of word of knowledge is not enough. You need the gift of what? Wisdom. What is the use of seeing the past of people in their present without not getting the knowledge of what will happen tomorrow? Are you with me? Number two. Oh, that's too quickly. Number two, to promote unity and togetherness in the church. That is what you see from the first chapter, the chapter 11. Paul started attacking them on the issue of what? Division in the church. And one of the ways he wanted to teach them how the church is one, united, was through the principles of the diversities of the gift. If a local church is divided and cannot coexist with each other, then the church can never manifest the fullness of the Spirit towards the world. Let's read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11 to 12. And I'm going to dwell here very well. But all these worked that one and the same or self-same what Spirit, dividing to what? Every man severely as his what? He will. Are you following? Verse 12. For as the body is one and had many members, and all the members of the one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. When a local church is divided, you can't see eye to eye with your brother. What we are saying is that the body of Christ cannot fully manifest itself. Why? Because the giftings of the Spirit is divided unto every member of the church. If you read these preceding verses downwards, you find that he started talking about the various members of the body. The reason why we have to understand the diversities of the gift of the Holy Spirit is because it all will come together to give you one picture, which is what? The manifestation of what? The Spirit. So the manifestation of the Spirit cannot be complete if we cannot see the vocal gift. If all we are seeing is what? The gift of working of miracles, faith, demonstration, operation, without the revelatory, there's no full manifestations of the Spirit. So we need to understand that the diversity of the spirit or the gift of the spirit is not limited to that you covet, but also it is what promotes unity. Why? Because you know that you need each other. And that's one of the ways God makes sure that we are together. So you give one the gift of prophecy and give this one the interpretation of tongues. So if this one doesn't come to church, let's see how your gift will work. Do you really see it? Did you notice that? So you see that, why those, how many of you were in the, those days when those gifts were very active? There is one man who always interpreted it, and there's one woman who always speak it, prophecy. The day that that man does not come, that day she will not work. And most of us have not noticed that we are becoming weak, and we are not being fruitful in the church because the one who to complete our work is not always around. Or we have not come to realization that there's the way they complete us. I used to tell that Prince, and I don't know if Prophet Jacob will remember, in 2016 or 2017, we had a camp meeting in Cape Coast. And you called the two of us and you gave a prophecy. And that Prince will remember. Prince, do you remember that prophecy? Said you saw that two stones were shot from a palm. And these stones were growing big and big and big. And they were together. And they formed a very big house. And people were coming to look at it. That they has gone very far. And you told me that the two of us cannot be separated because we complete each other. 2017. As if joke. Both of us, no matter how we have, wherever we are heading, we have now come back to Accra. Here, we are all here. And the truth of the matter is that most of the things I do, one way or the other, you find Elder Prince there or you find me there. When Daddy wanted the deputies to help Bishop, he chose the two of us. Most of the work I do on my ministerial life, and anytime Prince is around, things change. Things change. So you just imagine that I don't pray for Prince. And I don't pray for him. I'm doing my own self. Not only Elder Prince. There are people in your life you notice that because of their giftings around you. That's why men of God have people who minister. Oh, Jesus. I remember the Thanksgiving last year when Anamwa came to minister. Man of God, I don't know that I could prophesy in different realms. Until the gentleman was done worshiping, he gave me the microphone. Then I found out that some people can make work easy for you. God has made it such that we will be interdependent on each other because that's why he has spread the gifts. So you find out that even though you have the gift of knowledge and wisdom, word of knowledge and wisdom, somebody who have the descent of the spirit will tell you that this thing is around here, so watch. So God, by his wisdom, to keep us together, spread the gift among all of us. So you, if you are divided, you suffer together. The next. But we have read 1 Corinthians. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 30. The same place. Verse 30. Verse 30. Yeah, 30. Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? Can you read the NLT for me? You hear what he's saying? So if you are divided, I was telling that. Do you have the gift of healing? No. Do you have the gift of tongues? No. Do you all interpret? No. Read it. NLT.
Do we all have the gift of healing?
Mm-hmm.
Do we all have the ability to speak in unknown languages?
Yes.
Do we all have the ability to interpret unknown languages? Mm-hmm. Of course not.
Good. Did you hear what the apostle said? We don't have it. We don't have all. So you will need somebody. That's why I said that the day that the one who interpreted the tongues is absent from church, the one who prophesies in tongues. So imagine he or she is at strife with the other one. So Paul was talking about the diversity for them to know that you don't have all and you will never have all. Yearn for it. Is that you should cover it? There's not a guarantee that you'll get it. That you get all. Even to the point that you should cover the best. So it means that you convert as the best you can get. Yes, convert. Yes, convert it. Because God in his wisdom knows that if he gives you all, everybody else will be useless in your life. So he gave you one. He gave this one one. He gave this one one. So to get a complete picture, the three of you must operate together. Whether you like him or you dislike him, you work together with him. I pray that we will understand these things. You see, because those who have appreciated the gift of the Spirit in the church are also heading towards a path of pride where they think that we do not need one another. That was why Paul was talking about the diversity, but the same Spirit. We are heading towards a path in the church where people think that because they are so gifted, and you see, we have tax setting gifts and make setting gifts look like they don't even matter. Do you know that especially the vocal gifts and the revelatory gifts, they are very loud? Do you know that? They are very loud. Do you know if somebody has the gift of the word of knowledge and the gift of the word of wisdom, the person doesn't even care to get the descending of spirit. So all the person is interested in that, let me tell them what is happening now and what's going to happen. But do you know the spirit which is present, that if somebody, you can't tell, no, you can't say this here, because the spirit present here can cause some kind of, so let's they keep a check. There are days that God wants to speak, and the only way that word will come through tongues. And there's nobody in the church who can interpret that prophecy of tongues. So we all will be at loss, because there's nobody who can. Hallelujah. 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 So the diversities of gifts is the same spirit. We all cannot prophesy. We all cannot heal. We all cannot interpret. So we need to appreciate the diversities in the church. I don't understand where we are heading to now in the church. So when somebody notices that, do you know why? When God is raising somebody in a particular field, they cannot coexist with another person. Because you are blocking my shine. We shine. Do you really get what is going on now? We are so much against diversities in the church. Some churches regard certain things as useless. Let me even put aside spiritual gift, even the natural gift that God has given us, that we should use it to even glorify him. You know, some church, when people are dancing, they say, but the Bible said David danced before the Lord. Is that not so? That if it is not necessary, why did God give them those people that said skill? If it's not a skill, it's not a talent, you do it and let's see. Come and try it. Put me and Gabriel here and let's see who disgrace himself. Or put me and God and I here and see who disgrace himself. Or him or yourself. It's me. You said this is a given talent. They are using it in the secular to praise the devil. Now they have given their life to Christ. God has touched and transformed them. You said this, you didn't do it. When people are acting, nah. But look how Mount Zion is doing. The number of souls that Mount Zion has touched. There are millions of churches in the world. They have not even touched their souls. I'm a prophet with address. Do you know what the harm he has done to the kingdom of darkness with that, just that movie? Prophet, not a Sunday school teacher. Of course, we are not Sunday school teachers. We are prophet with address. Hallelujah. So, because we don't accept diversities in the church, even natural talent that people are given, we don't want them. And because you think that you are the only person, your gift is all only God wants, you think the others' gifts are not necessary. So the church, the systems are not developed to help each other live together, work together. But I pray that will not be our story. Because we believe that in that diversity, we see the true picture of God. That although it's the same spirit, it can work in many different channels. There are certain places, it will only take the gift of faith to enter. But some places, the gift of revelation that will enter there for us. So we have to allow all gifts to have expressions. Hallelujah. Finally, to appreciate the varieties of the gifts in the church and not to think of one is better than the other because we are all playing vital roles and as different members of one body. The same book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 14. You have to understand that each of the giftings we have plays a vital role in the church. I want to share this thing about my late father. When we go for conventions, those days at Church of Pentecost, my late father is not the type that is called to preach. Because he doesn't like the preaching thing. He's very sound in the word. In fact, I learned a lot from him. Those people, the olden days, they really taught them with the SU and those things, they really helped them. Those days, they were teaching priests in Ghana. For the body is not one member, but what? Let's go. But for the body is not one member, but what? Many. What my father does is, when they are done preaching, and there is a time for Holy Ghost baptism, or healing, go and call that over. And when he takes the microphone and he lifts this song, hey, I know what you mean. If your heart is as strong as whoever, that the Holy Ghost will catch you. And should you come with any form of sickness, you are not going back with it. That was one of my specialty. Healing. One of his specialty. But somebody who come. So if you ask, I said that when I started studying this, I saw many partings in Church of Pentecost those days when I was young, and I now make understanding. Somebody will preach, another person come and lead prayers. I don't know if you have been those days. Even now, somebody will preach, another person come and lead prayers. Somebody else come and do something, and by the time they are done with you, so you see that. They have about 4 or 5 elders supporting the presiding, and each of, by the close of the Sunday, all of them will do something that day. Some of the members will come and do something. They appreciate that the body is not one member, and everybody plays a vital role. So they know what God has given you, they allow you to use it. They know what God has given you, they allow you to use it. So the diversities of the gifts that we are about to look about, if we don't know that this is what is the purpose and the objective of what God wants to achieve, first of all, we don't even desire it. Second of all, we will desire it, have it, and misuse them. But I pray for you. Today I came with one word. That God is in the business of giving gifts. God is in the business of releasing gifts. We are in the season of the manifestations of the Spirit. This is the hour of visitation and the hour of manifestation. That all will know that there is a God in this country. And I came here to tell you that God is about to start something among young men and young women in this country. That they'll find themselves in various places and men will begin to recognize the place of the Holy Spirit. Said that there will be diverse kinds of manifestations of the Spirit. And I declare that when that time comes, oh God will find you worthy of it. I pray that when that time comes, God will count you worthy. That you are such a man and a woman that can be used for the manifestation of the Spirit. I pray for you that in this time and this season, when God is looking for men, that he will use to heal all kinds and manner of sickness. I said there's an anointing coming for cancer. There's an anointing coming that men will touch people with cancers and the cancer will be dropping. There's an anointing coming. There are sicknesses that are costly that people do not have what it is. Growth, surgeries that are life threatening. It will be by the laying of hands and they will be dropping. I said we are entering into the moment that there will be super intelligent information, sir. That Christians will not venture into businesses because everybody is doing it. But when we are talking of innovation, they will look out for Christians. I pray Those days of Einstein are coming back, where Christians led the discovery and the transformation of the world. I want to let you know that after the death of Christ, many of the transformations that happened were done by Christians, because the knowledge didn't come out of reading of books, but it came by spiritual intel, through the word of knowledge, through the word of wisdom, through the descending of spirit. I pray that is what is happening in our time now. In the name of Jesus, when you enter an office, your way of leadership, your way of doing things is because you slept and in a vision the Lord appeared to you like Jacob and told you that by this and that there will be a breakthrough for that company. I declare in the name of Jesus that day will come, that God will speak to you like he spoke to Daniel and said that this was what happened, and this is what is leading to her, and you will become God unto Pharaoh, you will become God to Nebuchadnezzar. At the world now, we need to be God unto them. Where are the Josephs? Where are the Daniels? But I believe that the generation of Daniel and Joseph is coming back through the manifestation of the Spirit, that we will be the God of the world. We will be the God of the world. The Bible said Nebuchadnezzar fell from his chair and bowed before Daniel. I pray that by the manifestation of the Spirit in your life, men of authority, men in high places, who come down and bow and say that your God is God. You are now no certain. I see your promotion coming so quick because of the manifestation of the Spirit. Melea no shaka. Hayaman desire. Am I provoking somebody this morning to covet after spiritual gifts? That desire. Am I provoking somebody to covet after spiritual gifts? Oh God of Abraham. Oh God. Anomia sakataya of Apostle Makiona. Where are you, Lord? Let that manifestation begin to happen. Let those manifestations begin to happen. It is time that we prove to the world. We confound the wisdom of this world. So Paul said, I didn't come by the enticing words of men, but by the demonstrations of the Holy Spirit, that your wisdom or your faith do not rely in the wisdom of men, but in the Holy Spirit. He separated. Then he continued to say, eyes have not seen her, ears have not heard her, neither has it come into the heart of men, what the Lord has prepared to do for them that are his. I declare by the manifestations of the Spirit, there is a shifting in the atmosphere. There are diversities of gift, but the same Spirit. There are diversities of gift, but the same Spirit will not be a mockery anymore. We will be relevant, because the Bible said the manifestation is given to profit with to be a helper. If the world is looking for men and women to count on for help, they will look for you. They will look for you. I said the spirit of revival has started. The spirit of revival has started, and it is now in the name of Jesus.
Shata palaka prata, janka prata leke protege, sheske prete leke vish, ora te leke pronde leke franda laka prende.
So glad you stayed. I believe you were blessed. See you some other time. Bye for now.